Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Oh, now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. But come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, out the far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, just like Alexander Ryan. Thank you, Alexander. It really does help keep this show going, everyone who supports us on Patreon at any level. Now, as you know, me and Mr. Kot have so much music stuck in our brains. You never know what we're going to want to talk about and play for you on any given day. Placing it in the proverbial desert island jukebox as a song for all time for us if we were to be stuck. Jukebox getting pretty full, Greg.
It is.
But it's never full enough. So I'm eager to hear what you've got. Give us a little hint.
Well, Jim, I came back with many, many thoughts in my head after my recent visit to Tulsa, Oklahoma, ostensibly for a wedding of a family friend. Mm. But man, I learned a lot there, and I'm going to lay some knowledge on you.
I went to Tulsa when I was doing a little book tour for the Flaming Lips book. We stayed at a hotel across from the giant Oral Roberts Hands.
Yeah.
It was a weird experience. I'm eager to hear what you came back from Oklahoma with. That's in a minute on this bonus podcast.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago.
Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. All right, we are here to hear what music inspired Greg in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I was excited because I was going to go see the Bob Dylan Museum Center.
Yeah.
And that was terrific. And the Woody Guthrie Center is right up the street, so I saw those. The Philbrook Museum, which is a great art museum, one of the best in the middle part of America, great artwork. But I got to tell you, the real highlight for me was going to the Greenwood Rising Black Wall Street History Museum.
Yeah.
It's still in that district in Tulsa where the massacre occurred in 1921. I was looking at the exhibit, my wife and I, and actually Deb pointed this out. She goes, look, Greg, there's Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band. And I go, oh my God, that's right. The Gap Band was from Tulsa. Yeah. You know, I'd known this a long time ago, but it sort of slipped my mind. And of course, the museum trip made the connection again. The band's name, the Gap Band, is an acronym for GAP, right? It's the streets in the Greenwood District, Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. Mm. So those streets were part of what was known as the Black Wall Street, the African-American neighborhood in Tulsa across the railroad tracks, of course, segregated from the rest of the city.
But a thriving business
community, residences all around. There was an incident, a racial incident, that turned into a massacre of that population. Some trumped-up charge against one of the black residents of Greenwood ended up wading through the neighborhood and burning down 35 blocks worth of residents and businesses, and dozens, if not hundreds, of people. The Red Cross estimates are still all over the map about how many people actually died in that awful, horrific
unjustified violence
in 1921. Charlie Wilson has said people would ask about the origins of the band name, and he would explain to them, you know, that we come from this district in Tulsa that was burned down in a white massacre, basically.
And they didn't know what he was talking about.
He said it was a way of keeping that memory alive. It wasn't in the history books, but we were going to carry that through with us. And the Gap Band, they started in the 60s. This picture of Charlie Wilson was of him in Tulsa before the band became famous. They had been basically working band for 10, 15 years before they started having a series of great funk hits in the 80s. You know, they met Lonnie Simmons, a producer in L.A., and he worked with them very closely. And Charlie was the lead singer in the band. His two brothers were in the band with him, but Charlie was kind of the main voice in the band. The Gap Band made a bunch of amazing albums during that era. People will remember the Gap Band 4 being one of the classic funk albums of all time,
released
in 1982.
It's shocking that after 93 years of doing Sound Opinions, you're only getting to the Gap Band now, because this is like straight from the Cot wheelhouse.
That was a go-to album for me, too. I just loved that album. Yeah. I love the way they used the synthesizers on it. I love the drumming on that record. Raymond Calhoun, Jim.
All right.
The drummer on the Gap Band records. Dave Grohl says, my drumming on Smells Like Teen Spirit, the Nirvana breakthrough hit, was influenced by the Gap Band.
You know, Grohl has said that about 73
times.
I mean,
drum riff, though, and I could point to you the specific song where James Calhoun's drumming is mimicked by
Grohl. I'm just saying we don't need to compare Calhoun to anybody, to loud Calhoun.
Great drummer, though. Great drummer and great record. And I want to play one of the songs from it. You Dropped a Bomb on Me. And Wilson was asked, are you talking about Tulsa? Are you talking about the massacre? And he goes, not specifically. It wasn't our intention to mimic that, but I'm glad people are asking me about it. This is about a guy who gets, his girlfriend. He thinks he's in love with this girl. He thinks she's in love with him. And then he finds out, not really. She's flying away.
Gets the rug pulled out from under him.
Exactly. You Dropped a Bomb on Me from the Gap Band on Sound Opinions.
Greg Cott, that was edited down from 2.5 hours. I know you just love this band. Excellent. My ignorance, I always thought the Gap Band was from D.C. I just associated that with
Go-Go or something
with
like
the
that.
Go-Go. Yeah. But it's a great, great song. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening. If you got something to say about this bonus episode, say it in our Facebook group or leave us a voice message on our website.